hearts, Lord. Thankful again, Father, for this very moment, Lord. Because, Lord, this is the day, this is the moment, Father, that You have made. And we will rejoice. We do rejoice. We are rejoicing and are glad in it. And Father, right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, we come before You, Father. We leave every care, every concern, every anxiety, every anxious thought at Your feet. And Lord, we pray for Your Lordship. We pray for Your leading and guiding, the leading and guiding of Your Holy Spirit. Father, we pray, Lord, that You that began that good work in us, that You would finish it to completion, Lord. And Lord, we commit ourselves over to You for that purpose. Lord, we bind every demonic work, every work of the enemy, every intention of the dark side, Lord. We just break it and cast it out. We shine Your light into every situation. Lord, we pray, Father, for the free flow of Your Spirit in and through us in this time. And Lord, I get out of the way and I release, Father, to I am Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Well, you know, it's been a really, really cool week for me. It's been a fun week for me. No. We need to work on these. It's been a really good week. You know, sometimes where, I mean, when we're walking with Christ, God continues to. It's a living, breathing relationship. Yes. It's not like, oh, okay, now I got it. Great, I got it. I understand everything there is to know about God and everything, and so that's fine. Let me move on. No, the depths of God are unsearchable. The revelations of God, they just keep going and going and going. And as we've been talking about oneness with the Spirit of God here, if God's speaking something to me or through me, it's something He's also working on me with at the same time. That's usually the way it works. But then at the same time, the Spirit of God that knows what's going on with you will say something through whoever's yielded to His Spirit, and that'll get to you where you're at. So you know, sometimes you go and you'll hear somebody speak and you'll be like, oh my gosh, that person talked exactly about what was going on with me right now. And you run up to that person afterwards, you're like, oh, great message. If that person's walking with Christ, she has no idea what's going on with you. But the Spirit of God knows what's going on with you. And the Spirit of God that knows you, the Spirit of God that loves you, sees what's going on with you, finds willing vessels, and speaks to and through them to reach you where you are with what's going on. And Ephesians 4, it talks about one joint supplying the need of another, and that's what the body of Christ does. The body realizes, because the head is giving the instructions, here's what's needed over here, here's what's needed over there. Oh, the birds. They're making a nest, yes. I know. Consider the birds. Yes. Okay, I'll say it again. So the body knows what the body needs.
ශරීරයෙන් කොටසුත් ඒ වගේ තමයි ක්‍රියා කරන්නේ විස පොතේ කියනවා වගේ එක එක ශරීරයේ අංග දන්නවා අනිත් අවයවයට මොකද අවශ්‍ය කියලා
and god knows when one part is hurting
ඒ වගේම දෙවියන් වහන්සේ දන්නවා එක ශරීරයේ අවයවය දුකින් ඉන්නවා
god knows when another part is strong and has to be able to support somewhere else
ඒ වගේම දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ශරීරයේ අනිත් අවයවය හොඳට ශක්තිමත් වෙනවා එයාට හැකියාව දැන් තියෙනවා අනිත් අවයවය දුකින් ඉන්නවා
So now when we come into line with the Spirit of God, when we're in alignment with Him, we open ourselves up for the free flow of the Spirit of God through us. So like Jesus talked about, out of your bellies will flow rivers of living water. That's what He's talking about. He's talking about the free flow of His Spirit through those that follow Him.
Jesus වහන්සේ කතා කරාම අපගේ සුදාතුන් වහන්සේ එක් වෙනවා කොහෙන්ද එක් වෙනවා කියලා කිව් සිද්ධ ඒකින් ඒකින් කියන්නේ සුදාතුන් වහන්සේ අපි තුලින් දලාගෙන යනවා කියලා
Now it's part of also the discipline a disciple of Christ is a disciplined person
ඉතින් දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ ගෝලෙක් කියලා කිසිසොතේ ගෝලෙක් කියලා කියන්නේ යම් කිසි විදිහේ විනයානුකූලව හැදිච්ච කෙනෙක්
They're disciplined in the things of the spirit So a follower of Christ is somebody that's you've learned because the Spirit of God is teaching you and you're not a baby anymore you just keep moving forward with what God is working with you on All right, I want to go back to something from last week but I want to take it in a different direction But still in the line of all of these things with oneness oneness with the Spirit of God Exodus chapter 3 remember that's the one we worked on last week okay all right Exodus chapter 3 and verse 13 says then Moses said unto God behold when I come unto the children of Israel I shall say unto them the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you and they shall say to me what is his name and I shall say unto them and what is his name what shall I say unto them and God said unto Moses I am that I am and he said thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel I am hath sent me unto you
Moses කතා කොට බැලුව මැනව මා ඊශ්‍රායෙල් පුත්‍රයන් වෙතට කැමින නුඹලාගේ පියවරුන්ගේ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ නුඹලා වෙතට මා එනු සේකයි ඔවුන්ට කී කල්හි උන්වහන්සේගේ නාමයෙන් කිමිදයි ඔවුන් මාගේ අසන විට ඔවුන්ට කුමක් කියන්නේදයි දෙවියන් වහන්සේට කීවේය එවිට දෙවියන් වහන්සේ කතා කොට මම යම්සේ සිටින්ද එසේම සිටිමි මෝසෙස්ට කීසේක තවද උන්වහන්සේ කියන්නේ උඹ ඊශ්‍රායෙල් පුත්‍රයන්ට කතා කොට ස්වයං වූ නම් කැනන් වහන්සේ නුඹලා වෙතට මා එනු සේකයි
Okay. So, God is I am, right? I'm going to go through first the catchphrases, the things we've said so many times, we keep saying them all the time. All right, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, right? First and the last. Alpha Omega.
Alpha Omega.
The beginning and the end. Author and finisher of our faith. We could spend the whole time just going through all the we throw them out, we say all these titles. But let's talk about it a little bit. Okay. God. We talked about the inheritance that God has for us is a restoration of what we lost. In the garden, man was in oneness with the Spirit of God. That fellowship, that communion, that relationship was broken. There was a separation that took place.
ඒතන් උනේ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ දෙවියන් සම්බන්ධතාවයේ කැඩිලා ගිහිල්ලා උන්වහන්සේගෙන් ඈත් වුණා
And when Jesus came and when Jesus died on the cross and shed His blood and created the way for us back to the Father through His body, through the blood of Christ, the ability for the fulfillment of His prayer in John 17 was now made possible, which was that they may be one in us, even as I am in the Father, that they may be one with us, that they may be one with God. I don't want to just paraphrase here. Go John 17:20. Keep your fingers in Exodus, but John 17 verse 20 says, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their words, that they all may be one. As Thou, Father, art in me, and I in Thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent me." Okay. All right. I want to ask you a few questions here. All right, we now exist in space. We exist in time. You're an eternal being, but you exist in time and space right now. Okay. This thing that you're sitting in right now, grab hold of your arm here. This thing that you're sitting in, this thing, is this you? This physical body you're in right now that's carrying you around, is that you? No. Very good. A plus. No, it's not you. Because we know from Scripture, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We know there's a lot of other people that have been before in this world in bodies that aren't here anymore. Where did they go? Now, so the truth of it is that even though you're in this body, it carries you around, it takes you around in this life, in this world, the body you're in is not you. So just like if you were to get into a taxi or a three-wheeler outside and the three-wheeler is taking you to your destination, wouldn't it be kind of crazy to start believing you're the three-wheeler? That sounds pretty, it sounds kind of not, it wouldn't be the best thing to do, right? But yet, already the vast majority of the world believes that the body and the flesh that they're in is who they are. But it's not. We know it's not.
Okay.
So I'm going to use this a little bit. Okay. So, wait. Can't see it over that side. Okay. We have the board. All right. So, one is your flesh, right? We know that your flesh is not you. Okay. So your flesh and your physical being is not the real person. But yet you're in your flesh for the time that you're here in this world. So even though it's not who you are, it's still with you if you're going to be in this world and not of this world and walking around. Okay, so now Paul talks about beating his body, making it his slave. He talks about that's his approach. Do you know that your flesh has a mind of its own? It has its own, it thinks for itself. If you haven't eaten for a day, the flesh will start talking to you. Go run up and down Aponzo Mawatha 3-4 times as fast as you can and see if the flesh starts talking to you. Your flesh will tell you, I'm hungry. I'm tired. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I want to do this. There's something I want to do. Either your flesh is your master or it is your servant. Depending on how you relate to it. I know a lot of people in this life who their flesh is their master. And if your flesh is your master, I'll tell you this much, it will make a mess of your life very quickly. Because your flesh is in a fallen state, in that there's corruption in your flesh because of the fall. What did Paul say? In my flesh dwells some good things? No, he said, in my flesh dwells no good thing. Now, do I get anxious about that? Do I get frustrated about that? No, I just realized this is the nature of the three-wheeler I'm driving in, and I need to bring that three-wheeler under subjection. And when Jesus talked about in Acts chapter 1, where he said, I give you power to... Go to Acts chapter 1 real quick. Don't lose Exodus 3, but go to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1 and verse number 7. Oh, actually, go verse number 8. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. That word witness is the same word, it's the word martus. It's the same word where we get the word martyr from. Martyrs. You know when we say somebody's been martyred for their faith? Put to death? Basically, Jesus is saying that you will get the power to put to death You have the power to put to death in your life anything that keeps you from being what God wants you to be. See, this is why they were called Christians. They weren't called Christians because they picked a label for themselves. They were called Christians because people that had seen Christ and then saw them said, wait, these guys are like Him. So, God gives power to His people. But now, here's part of you know, one thing I've discovered even as I keep walking, is part of it is when God's light shines on something, if it's something of the enemy, it loses its power, 80% of its power it loses right there when it's just exposed. When the light of God shines into a situation, on anything, and exposes it for what it is, the enemy's power loses most of its power. And then once it's lost most of its power, then it's just whatever the instruction is of God, you carry that forward and then the rest is done. So for me, even when I was younger, when I came to the understanding and the revelation that, wait, my flesh is not me. This is not me. It's just something carrying me around while I'm here. Then how I approached my flesh was completely different. So, because all of a sudden, if you know that this world is not your home, you're passing through this life, all of a sudden now, that changes everything. If this life and this was all that there was, and this was it, we would be the most sorrowful people ever. I would be at the front of the line. I would be so sad and miserable if this was it. If this body was it, I would be miserable. Why? Because every day there's limitation. But when you realize, wait, this isn't it. That this is actually, here's the reality, here's the truth. God reveals it to you. All of a sudden, yes, now you realize, you relax, you understand this is what God's plan is. Okay, let me ask you another question. So now are we established? Your flesh is not you. Okay. There's a voice in everyone's head that talks to you all the time. You know that voice. Is that voice you? She says yes. You say no? I see yes, no's, yes. I see. There's a voice in your head. Okay. I'm going to call it here. Soul mirror. Or your mind. I'll call it your soul man, your mind. Okay, let me here's some ways you know when it's talking. It talks to you about your past. Or either you personally or things that you're doing with work or family or all, it talks to you about your past. Or it'll get you worried about your future. You know, here's all these things that are coming up, and we've got programs and families coming to visit, and I need to cook something for this event, and this is talking to you. Or if you're dealing with the moments that you're in right now, it's always getting you caught up on something outside, something external. Is this you? Then what is it? You say no, now I'm seeing more no's. What is it? What is this voice talking in your head? I do this right now because for many of you, even while I'm talking, that voice is talking. Pick up some bread, get something. You need to call someone. It's there. It's there. What is that voice? Okay, I'm going to put one more thing up here on this board. All right. I am. I'm putting one more thing up there, which is I am spirit. Now, spirit. You're spirit. Yeah, or God. Put God. Yeah. Swami. Okay. I'll let you guys wrestle with the singular grammar. I am spirit. There you go. Okay. Now back to Exodus. When who was it that sent Moses? When Moses said, "Who shall I say sent me?" I am that I am, right? Jesus' prayer in John 17, we touched on that. Who are we coming into oneness with? I pray that they might be one in us. One in who? Does that happen over here? In the flesh? No. Does that happen over here? No. It happens over here in the realm of spirit. Okay, I really want to spend a little time on this today because, you know, there's that scripture that talks about let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. For years and years and years, I thought that that meant I need to reprogram this. For years I thought, okay, I have this mind that's talking to me, this soul mind that's talking all the time. I need to reprogram this, because let this mind, that's the mind I have, and God's got a different mind, so I need to have that mind. So I need to reprogram them. But when God says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, that means there's another mind in you. There's another mind that's working inside your head that needs to, just like your flesh that was brought under subjection, that needs to be brought under subjection as well. Because just like there's a lot of people running around in this world that think that their flesh is who they are, there's a whole bunch of more people running around in this world thinking that their voice in that head is who they are. They think that this voice talking to them is them. And so when this voice brings up past hurts, when this voice brings up future worries, I don't know how I'm going to pay for my whatever coming up here, when this voice is doing all of this, it's torturing them. And that voice that should be your servant is actually standing in the place as your master. So now, who are you and how do you relate to these things? Okay, bringing a bunch of things back together. I am, right? God's restoration in Christ Jesus for His people. You and I are restored through Him to oneness with the Spirit of God. You and I are brought into the place of Spirit. Now, with I am, with God, is there where do you find God? Is He somewhere in the future? Is He somewhere in your past? He said where you find Him. If you're looking for Him, I am. He's right now. So if you're going to be in oneness with the Spirit of God, where are you going to have to be? If you're going to be in oneness with the Spirit of God, you're going to have to be right now. Because that's where God is. Do light bulbs going off everywhere? If you're going to be in oneness with the Spirit of God, you are going to have to be right now, because that is where He is. And now in order for you to be able to be right here, you have to make this and this your servants and not your master. Your soul and your flesh must be brought under subjection and must be made servants and not allowed to be masters in your life. Don't get me wrong. I definitely... There are things that you need your body and your soul for in this life. And I will definitely engage them. But they will be kept in the right place. So Therese, if you're going to go back to the children's home, you have a vehicle. Time to go to the home. You get in the vehicle. You drive there. Once you get there, do you take the vehicle inside the house with you and carry it around with you for the rest of the day? No. No, you use it for what you need to, and just as something that is subservient to you, just as something that is subject to you, when you don't use it now, you put it there until you need it next. Okay. This is the tricky one for most people. The soul, the mind is the tricky one for most people. A lot of people that are following Christ, they understand this one, the one with the flesh, that one they kind of get almost instantly when they start walking with Christ. When it comes to the flesh, by and large, people realize, yes, if you sow to the flesh, you reap corruption, it's going to destroy you. Thank you for writing it in the Bible, but I figured that one out very quickly. I don't want to go that way. People figure that one out fast. But a lot of people spend their entire lives and maybe never ever understand that their mind is not them. You know, I was reading recently some very, very popular books, sold multi-millions of copies, classic books on, you know, on people's minds. And you know, and how to for people to stop worrying, and how for them to deal with the issues that are coming in their lives. Millions of books sold, but in the end, the thing is, the premise of it, they miss it. Because in the end, those books, the assumption is that your mind is you, and let me find a way to strike a balance and make a deal with the mind so the mind doesn't torture you so much. Whereas there's a whole nother realm of existence that people can have right now that is made available in Christ Jesus, in I Am. Isaiah 26, he said in verse 3, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." Verse 3. Isaiah 26. Okay, if your mind is stayed on Him, who's in control? But is God something outside? You know, this is also something we have to establish. Is God outside? Is God over there? Because if God is over there and you're over here, you're still stuck with your mind. Where's the temple of God? Yes, you are the temple of God. You are the temple of the living God. The Spirit of God lives within you. Are you separate from Him, or are you the fulfillment of the prayer of Christ Jesus? Are you one in Christ? One in Him. Do you know when Jesus talks about, even in Matthew 7, He said, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I don't know you." When that word knowing in Scripture, when it uses that, it's a consummation. It's like the two are together, they're one. So when He says, "I don't know you, you're separate, you're over there, you're not part of me." If God knows you, it's not that He knows about you, it's that you and Him are one. Okay, so in this place of I am, in this place of spirit, right? What are some things about us remaining in that state? Because again, a disciple is a disciplined person. You are coming into that. Well, okay, think about the times in your life. When have you felt the most happy, the most joyful? The most at peace. Wasn't it because you were in some moment, and at that moment you're like, "Wow, this is such a beautiful sunset," or Achi holding her grandbaby for the first time? Yeah. No, Roshan, when you held the child for the first time, were you thinking about what was going on in CCS back here? Were you thinking about what was going on, what was going to be your plans? No! You were right then and there. In that moment, you were fully present. This baby and you, this was all there existed in the world. And were you miserable about this? No. You were, there was joy and happiness because where? You were in that, you were right now. You know what happens? See, the world and the demonic kingdom understand this better than most people that call themselves Christians. Because the world knows that for you, joy, peace, Everything that God intends is when you step into that place of I am and stillness with the Spirit of God. And so that's why the world invests all of its infrastructure, all of its money, all of its backing to get you here or to get you here, to get you in your flesh or to get you in your soul, in your mind. So it pays a lot of money just for that. Because over here you're free in spirit. If you're in your mind and your flesh, you're a slave. This is, you have to, when you realize, you know, so often what's happened is people have had moments of experiencing that with God, but they don't realize that that is available for you all the time. It's, you know, Roshan, you can feel like that with that baby all the time. That can be your entire existence while you're here in this world. Isn't that a nice thought? Isn't that a nice thing that God did for us? We're talking about how now you live while you're here in this world. So, one thing about, you know, people experience this through different things. I see worldly activities that people try to get a sense of this. You know, the people go play golf. All these rich businessmen go to the golf course and they play golf. Why do they all like to play this game? Why do they like to play this game? Because doesn't it look really, really funny? Because they're all dressed in funny clothes and they're walking around hitting a ball with a crooked stick. Why do they like this game? To show off? No, because for that moment, for them, with all the business things going on and shipments getting stuck in the harbors and all of that stuff, they have to stop and think about this little tiny white ball right here and how they're going to get this ball from here to there. And they stop thinking about all those other things. And for that moment, they get a little bit of
relaxation.
Why are they becoming relaxed? Because they're becoming present. They're becoming right now present for that moment right where they are. Many of these guys will spend tens of thousands of dollars every year just to get that small moment of, look, the world is not closing in on me, everything's not falling apart. To stop, to be at peace, to be paused for a second. Okay. Practically speaking, what can you do? Well, one thing we talked about, you know your flesh is not you. So you separate from your flesh, you instruct your flesh doesn't instruct you. The same with your mind. You instruct your mind is not dictating terms to you. Take the mind and put it here and watch it. You can watch your mind. You can step back into the place of I am, stillness, peace, oneness with God, where all is fine, all is okay, and you can watch this thing trying to talk to you. You know one thing I do, if some of you have seen my ways that I process lists, and because I have a lot of different things going on, but I do write stuff down. So, because I don't want it bouncing around up here, I want to put it in a place where when I have the chance to get to it, I'll get to it. I'm going to think about it then, but if I don't want to think about it right now. Because you know what, if you don't put things down someplace where and you have a trusted system that'll catch all of that, do you know that your mind is so scared that it's going to be lost that it won't stop talking about it? So, but when you create for yourself a way to catch that whatever it is that it's trying to talk to you about, so that it trusts that that's taken care of, it stops. It can stop. You can stop talking. Realize that your mind is not you. And make that mind your servant and not your master. Who you are is I am. You are I am because you are one with Christ. Is there any time attached to you? No, you're timeless. Where are you? You are right now. Right now, in this moment, fully present, one with the Spirit of God, and then whatever it is that the Spirit of God would move you to do, that is what you do right now. And you do it from a place of peace, you do it from a place of stillness, you do it from a place where all is right because you are right with the Father. This is something that is available, but it is you that makes the decision whether you choose to walk in it or not.
පුළුවන්නම් වෙලක් තිබෙන ඕනම් කරන්න. නමුත් තීරණයේ තියෙන්නේ ඔබටයි. ඔබ මේ විදිහට කරනවද නැද්ද කියලා.
Because just like your flesh does not want to die, this does not want to die either. A loss of control is death to that. Your flesh and your soul do not want to die. They don't want to. They don't want to go away. They don't want to lose that control. You know, there's a lot of people that have identified themselves so strongly with the pain of their past that they believe that that pain is them. That pain is in their soul, that pain is in their mind. They believe that that pain is them. They don't want to let that go because that has become what they associate with who they are. That has become their identity. That person is never at peace. That person is never free. But freedom is available. Peace is available. But it's a choice. It's a choice. Following Christ is a choice. Being in oneness with the Spirit of God is a choice. Because while He said that nothing, neither height nor depth, power, principality, nothing can take you out of His hand, you can choose to walk away. But as you press in, as you say, Lord, I desire the abundant life that You have for me, this is what I want. As you press into that, God makes it real in your life. No good thing does He withhold from those that put their trust in Him. So, with that, my time is gone, so I have to stop there. So, we'll stop there for today.